0-0-0. That is our new frequency this season, 454.2. We are now six laps complete. Shane Van Gisbergen and Connor Zilich have swapped the lead. They are currently 1-2 with SVG on the point. Sam Mayer, Jesse Love, Sammy Smith round out our top five. From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Back here at Sonoma Raceway, Christian Eckes finds himself on pit road very early on. He had a tire going down. In fact, it was so shredded, they just pulled that left rear tire off when he came down pit road. We had talked about him in our pit road preview. He had started 21st and was going to try and work his way up. That's an awfully hard way to start here at Sonoma.
All right, thank you very much, Wendy Venturini. That might be able to get them off strategy, looking at the positives of what we could see. Shane Van Gisbergen continues to lead Connor Zilich. We are going to now have eight laps complete the next time by the start-finish line as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway and the Pit Boss Food Max 250 alongside Mark Garrow and Ross Chastain. My name is Brad Gilley. Covering the action in the turns today, Pat Patterson, Nick Yeoman, and Rob Albright on pit road. We have Brett McMillan, Wendy Venturini, and Heather DeBow. Our lineup looks like this after eight laps complete. Shane Van Gisbergen leading Connor Zilich. Sam Mayer running in third. Fourth is Jesse Love. William Sawalich is fifth. Carson Quapel up to sixth now. Sheldon Creed is up to seventh. Sammy Smith has dropped down to eighth. Ninth, Justin Allgaier. Tenth is Brandon Jones.
Austin Hill's 11th. 12th, Anthony Alfredo. Riley Herbst is 13th. Alex LeBay, 14th. And 15th, Blaine Perkins. Nick Sanchez is 16th. Corey Day, 17th. 18th, Jeb Burton. Connor Mozak, 19th. 20th is Josh Williams.
Harrison Burton runs 21st. 22nd is Josh Palicki. Ryan Sieg is 23rd. 24th is Sage Karam. Ryan Ellis, 25th. Matt DiBenedetto runs 26th. 27th, Brennan Poole. Parker Retzloff is 28th. 29th is Will Rogers. 30th is Taylor Gray.
Then in 31st, it's going to be Austin Green, Dean Thompson, 32nd, Jeremy Clements, 33rd, Daniel Dye, 34th, Kyle Sieg, 35th, 36th is Chris Wright. Andres Perez is 37th, and Christian Eckes currently scored 38th.
That update brought to you by eBay. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love. Ross Chastain, we're watching Connor Zilich put the pressure on Shane Van Gisbergen. My question to you on this is, how much does he need to do that to keep reminding him I'm here? How much does he also need to be mindful of his tires?
It's an amazing phenomenon in racing. They've passed each other back and forth. Shane led at the start, then Connor, now Shane again. And each time one passes the other, I think, all right, they're going to drive away. And it's not the case. They have separated themselves from Sam Mayer by about 10 car lengths, and then way back, 25 or more, to Jesse Love. And then, Mark, you were mentioning Sammy Smith had kind of log-jammed them from 6th on back. Now a couple have gotten by him. They've spread out 6th through about 13th.
Chasing him now, Austin Hill. Justin Allgaier has again fallen down to the 11th spot. Let's go down to Heather DeBow.
And although Connor Zilich is right on the tail of Shane Van Gisbergen right now, his team reminding him to take it easy on the rear tires. They said, again, there's no need to go hard here. Just manage your stuff. So if you're wondering how hard he's pushing it, obviously Connor is one of those guys that likes to be up on the wheel at all times, but the team reminding him to take care of his equipment.
Well, we're 10 laps in, so as Heather mentioned, they want him to take care of him. But if they're going to short it, they're going to go to lap 17 or 18 and then pit. And there's nobody better currently in NASCAR at saving his tires but also making speed than SVG. So I did it in practice following him. I held on till about lap 7, and then I saw the disparity happen. Our cars are very similar. I expect JRM brought two very similar cars. Only offsetting thing would be the driver weight offset, with Connor being so much smaller, but I'm guessing that the 88 and the 9, Corey Shea, Marty Lindley brought two really similar cars, and if you're matching him lap 10 to lap 18, that's where we're really going to see how good that 88 is.
So how would you feel if you're Sam Mayer? You have gapped Jesse Love. You have left him. You're riding third. The fourth place car's not even in your rear view mirror anymore, and yet the two cars in front of you are pulling away.
You're proud. You're saying, look, I'm doing my part. I am our car and the things that we did with Jason as crew chief, we are keeping ourselves in contention. Obviously, they have claimed a lot of points this year, but winning hasn't happened. Now, can they do the strategy right? Do they want to stay close to those two JRM cars, try to pounce at the end, or they want to go off strategy, get a stage point, and then offset back in the field further, have to drive back by some cars?
Going to be interesting. One driver trying to move up through the field. He had a great finish here last year. Sheldon Creed chasing teammate Brandon Jones, Pat.
We're watching that as they come around here at her turn 3A. Sammy Smith falls in behind Brandon Jones and Custer as they work their way, Sheldon Creed, as they work their way over the top of the hill.
Yeah, it's a pretty tight battle as they head down to turn at number 4. Just saw Carson Quapple pick up a spot from Jesse Love. That's right ahead of Brandon Jones. Then you've got that battle you guys were talking about. Sheldon Creed trying to hold off Sammy Smith. You got Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier, who's faded a little bit here at the start of the race. Anthony Alfredo in tow as well. Long train of cars heading to the S's in turn 8.
All these cars now coming downhill, as Nick had mentioned, Carson Quapple up there. He's going to chase William Sawalich. Then you've got Jesse Love, Brandon Jones, Sheldon Creed with Sammy Smith right on his back bumper into 10.
Watch them work their way through turn number 10. Sheldon Creed dropped two spots from his ninth starting position on lap 1, gained several back. Jesse Love now will come onto pit road. The car has made its way off of the racing surface, so we'll keep an eye on that one and continue to watch Sheldon Creed trying to chase down Brandon Jones.
One thing I noticed last time by coming out of 12, Jesse Love kind of rocked the car back and forth, might be having a tire issue.
Yeah, we've already seen the 16 on pit road. Now the 2 car, he had definitely dropped off in the lap before the pit. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Right now, Jesse Love is stopped in his stall. They are taking extensive amount of time on the right side. I have the radio communication open to see what it is, but it looks like either the jack got stuck under the car. But we're going to follow up to see what that long stop was. But there was some issues, and we're going to see if it was a tire issue as well with Jesse Love.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Tough luck for him. But, Ross, I say tough luck. This could put them on an alternate strategy that could end up paying off later in the race.
Yeah, 8 laps to go in stage 1 right now. We're on lap 12 of 20 as the leaders work down through turn 10. As long as Jesse can get off pit road, not lose a lap like the 16 did, then he will, yes, if the caution was to come out, it would set him up better, possibly. But, yeah, not sure. I don't have a visual on the 2 right now.
Randy Venturini.
Yes, they just said, we are done. Rear end housing is broke in half on Jesse Love's machine. So they are calling it quits, guys.
So I guess that's the reason he kind of rocked it right and left, going like, something's not right here. And tough break for Jesse Love.
Yeah, really tough in what looked to be an opportunity race for Jesse Love and that number 2 team. Fortunately, they're already playoffs bound with that win to open the season at Daytona International Speedway. Mark, we're 13 laps in. We're probably likely about 4 laps away from some green flag pit stops.
One driver I'm keeping an eye on, Alex LeBay. I mean, he is hanging in there right now in the 12th spot, and he's kind of in a position where he's kind of riding. I think he could be a top 10 car right now, content to ride in that 12th spot.
One of the greatest to come out of Canada in this Xfinity Series. And, yes, carrying that SS Greenlight team for Bobby Dotter to a 12th-place run right now, right behind Anthony Alfredo and the Youngs Motorsports 42, both running very well, but need to take care of their equipment. You don't want to break a rear end. You don't want to be too hard on the driveline this early. They're making great lap time. I hope that they're taking care of their cars.
Next time by, it'll be 14 laps complete here at Sonoma Raceway.
William Byron battling for the lead here in the Work 400. He drives off at turn number 4, and he's got the lead.
This is William Byron, driver of the number 24 for Hendrick Motorsports. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
Just a few laps away from green flag pit stops as drivers will try and short eBay stage number one here at Sonoma Raceway. Shane Van Gisbergen continues to lead Connor Zilich with 14 laps complete. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Green flag pit stops underway here at Sonoma in the Xfinity race. Riley Herbst has already come in. He's happy with the car. They're just going to give him a four-tire change. Left side tire is going on. Good solid stop for this team. 13.8 seconds into the row.
Also in was Josh Williams. He told his team that he lacks lateral grip and straight line drive. The team went to work on adjustments, four tires, and Sunoco fuel.
All right, thank you very much. Jesse Love behind the wall. They're actually going to change the rear end housing on that car, something that they could do even pre-DVP because this is actually a mechanical issue with that car. Shane Van Gisbergen's pulled away by about four or five car lengths on Connor Zilich, but again, we're setting up for pit stops before the end of stage number one, and they're going to have about two more laps to be able to commit to pit road if they're going to do that, as pit road will be closed with less than two laps to go. And when this race is over, Ross, you're going to be a busy man. And over at the Thor campground party as well.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to go have some fun with the campers. I'll be back out in the morning at our merch rig right here in the middle of the track. A really cool opportunity to think about our merch haulers being between the front stretch and the back stretch. Very unique for fans to take the tunnel underneath. But before we go to, let's go down to Brett McMillan.
And Nick Sanchez coming to a stop at his pit stall. Said the car was just a little bit loose, so they're going to make a slight air pressure adjustment for him. Winner in Atlanta 2 weeks ago, fifth place last week. This is his first experience at Sonoma. They're changing the left side tires right now, getting them on, filling it up with Sunoco fuel. They wipe the grill clean, 15.5 seconds as he pulls back out.
So Shane Van Gisbergen has a half-second lead over Connor Zilich. Then it's 8 seconds back to Sam Mayer, and then another 8 seconds back to William Sawalich, who's minus 15 to the leader.
Yeah, pit road entry here is a turn 11 in front of Rob Albright, so you have a little bit of time before the leader hits the start-finish line and pit road closes. But the pace that they're setting right now with Shane Van Gisbergen and Connor Zilich is going to start to limit that. I think we're going to have to see some people, if they want to short this stage mark, come to pit road sooner rather than later. They're not going to be able to wait till two to go.
Again, maybe one lap on fresh tires, two laps will help them close that gap. Zilich right now chasing SVG. They've got a very torrid pace. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Austin Hill makes his way down pit road. It's been tight, especially at higher speeds on the right-handers. Four tires for him. Also, Justin Allgaier is in for four tires of fuel. His forward drive was lacking, especially on the left rear, and left rear drive for him as well. A little bit longer stop to get all the fuel in there. Brett McMillan.
Yeah, William Swalich finishing up his pit stop. A 16.3 second stop. Four tire change for him. Everything goes smooth. Building his confidence after a win yesterday.
Corey Day is also in the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. as he makes one of his part-time starts here for that team.
And SVG still out on the course right now. We're going to be coming to two to go next time, so he is actually coming onto pit road. Let's go to Heather DeBoe right now.
And Connor Zilich told his team just a few laps ago that he may need just a little bit more drive for that number 88. So four Goodyear tires and Sunoco fuel slide adjustment for Connor Zilich. Brett McMillan.
And here comes SVG. Remember we said he felt like the air pressure was a little bit down. Hasn't said another word since then as he comes all the way down pit road. He's got pit stall number one. He'll pull out of here and go straight up the hill. They're around to the right side of the car. Everything going smooth so far on the right side. Now around the left side as they give him an adjustment on the track bar. They gave him one round adjustment. Finishing up on the left side. They're about to drop the left side as they finish off there. This is going to be an extended stop as they do pull out just a little over 17 seconds for SVG.
All right, and it looks like Connor Zilich actually got out in front of Shane Van Gisbergen. Sam Mayer inherits the lead of this race as he stayed out. Brandon Jones, Carson Quapel as well. So we've got to let them cycle through. We had some cars that will stay out and go for the stage points. Some of them short pitted again. The strategy is if you short pit, once the stage is over, you're going to be able to restart in front of everyone who waited until the end of the stage to make their pit stop. That mixes things up a lot on the racetrack, but for Sam Mayer, trying to get his first win of the year, but an extra playoffs point is going to be a big asset to them as well, Ross.
Yeah, we heard Jason, his crew chief, talk about it pre-race, that they want these playoff points. So they went off strategy of the 88 and the 9. They were close, but they were not as fast, but they were definitely best in class. He could at least see them. Nobody else in the field could even see the 2 leaders, but the 41 has went off strategy, going to get this playoff point.
And remember, Sam Mayer has crept back into the picture for the regular season championship, so to start off with 10 points and the playoff point would be a big deal.
All right, let's pick up Sam Mayer right now, who, Pat, is still in front of you.
Yeah, he just got through turn 3 and 3A now. We'll head up to the top of the hill as he works on the back bumper of Ryan Ellis down to 4.
Yeah, no reason to challenge Ryan Ellis. Sam Mayer looks very comfortable out there. He's got a massive lead over the second-place running car of Brandon Jones. In fact, Brandon Jones and Carson Quapel have been involved in a great battle that now is going to look like to be for the second position. But as for Sam Mayer, it is smooth sailing out of turn number 7 as he roars through the S's here at Sonoma.
Sam Mayer has that white and green number 41 Haas Factory Team's Ford Mustang now headed down the hill. He's about to take turn number 9, which is the last left-hand curve before they get to turn 10.
P3, most of this first stage for Sam Mayer. Looks like he's going to get himself a playoff point and a stage win. He's been the best of the rest. He's been about 7.5-8 seconds behind the two race leaders, Gavin Gisbergen and Connor Zilich, literally in a zip code of their own off of turn number 11 very smoothly for Sam Mayer.
Sam Mayer is going to win stage number 1 in the Pit Boss Food Max 250 Xfinity Series race here at Sonoma Raceway. He'll do that by nearly 10 seconds over the nearest competitor. That is Brandon Jones. He is second across the stripe. Then Carson Quapel. Sammy Smith is going to be fourth. Sheldon Creed in the fifth position. Anthony Alfredo sixth. Seventh in stage 1, Alex LeBay. Blaine Perkins will finish eighth. Ninth, Connor Zilich. He, of course, had pitted. And then Ryan Sieg will finish 10th. That in stage 1 here at Sonoma Raceway.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Sam Mayer, the winner of stage number one here at Sonoma Raceway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day in-person or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway, stage number one in the Pit Boss Food Max 250, already in the book. Sam Mayer wins the stage, again, his second stage win in 2025.
Mark, you had an observation during the commercial break talking to Ross and I about what that does for Sam Mayer when it comes to actually a regular season points run and how that could actually assist them in even potentially gaining extra playoff points as we go in.
I think they're playing the game today. They're going for points, right? SVG, Connor Zilich, they're going to be very tough to beat. So what's plan B? Let's see if we can cut into Justin Allgaier a little bit more. So Allgaier had a 49-point lead coming in. It's now 39. Also, as just as important for Sam Mayer, he has moved 10 points ahead of the guy he was tied with, Austin Hill. So I think they're playing the long game here today for Sam Mayer.
I think so too, Mark. And all that long-term view, also Jason's looking at it. Only 8 cars pitted on my screen here. So if he wins the race off pit road, which that Haas Factory Team pit crew should, then he'll get to restart from his choice of left to right of the fifth row. So you can still see the leaders. You only have 4 rows of cars in front of you. He would have maybe finished third, was running third before the pit cycle. So he would have been out of the point. So that's 10 free points he took, and he still gets to restart the top 5 rows.
Well, right now they're headed toward the entrance of pit road behind the Toyota GR Super Pace car. Sam Mayer, we'll see him pitted in front of us. Brett McMillan will be covering his pit stops. We also have Heather DeBoe and Wendy Venturini, and this is going to be a quickie yellow, meaning that everyone who wants to pit can pit. Of course, it's easy to make a quickie yellow when just about everyone's on the lead lap as well. So makes sense to be able to do that, get us back to racing quickly, and we can see a large portion of the field peeling off the racetrack onto pit road, and we are going to have our pit stops here in stage number one. Let's start things off with Heather DeBoe.
And Sammy Smith brings in his race car in that fourth position. He told them he just fired off a little too free and lacking rear grip. Also in the sixth position is Anthony Alfredo, very happy with the balance of that race car. They're just going to try to maintain their track position the rest of this race. Wendy Venturini.
On this end of pit road, a lot of the guys tried some strategy, such as Justin Allgaier and Austin Hill. The few drivers that are on pit road, Daniel Dye from Colic Racing is on pit road for 4 tires and fuel. Also, Alex LaVey comes down for some air pressure adjustment as well. But we do know the strategy between Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier may play out later. Brett McMillan.
All right, our leader came in. That's Sam Mayer. He said the car was sliding the tires, so they wanted to get him an air pressure adjustment. They did with a certain 4-tire stop at Sunoco Fuel, 16.1 seconds for him. Carson Quapple said he was 4 out of 5 loose on his car. He said he was having trouble getting off the corner, so they gave a 4-tire change, also an air pressure adjustment for him.
Jones, Quapple, Mayer, Creed, Sammy Smith, first 5 cars off of pit road.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
Hey, folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Fast. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips. The PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to the Pit Boss Food Max 250 here at Sonoma Raceway. We just completed stage number one, and after pit stops, Connor Zilich has once again resumed the lead of this race. Shane Van Gisbergen runs in second. William Sawalich runs in third. Fourth is Austin Hill. Nick Sanchez is fifth. Sixth is Justin Allgaier. Connor Day is seventh. Connor Day is seventh. Riley Herbst is eighth. Ninth is Josh Williams. Tenth, Harrison Burton.
Christian Eckes, 11th. 12th is going to be Ryan Ellis. Brandon Jones, 13th, Carson Quapel, 14th, Sam Mayer, the winner of Stage 1, will line up in Stage 2 in the 15th spot, 16th, Sheldon Creed, Sammy Smith is 17th, 18th, Ryan Sieg, Blaine Perkins, 19th, 20th, Jeb Burton.
Anthony Alfredo runs 21st, 22nd, Dean Thompson, 23rd is Alex LeBay, Matt DiBenedetto is 24th, 25th, Brennan Poole, Parker Retzloff is 26th, 27th is Taylor Gray, Sage Karam, 28th, 29th, Will Rogers, Austin Green runs in 30th.
31st, Jeremy Clements, Connor Mozak, 32nd, Daniel Dye, 33rd, with Chris Wright, 34th, 35th, Kyle Sieg, Brad Perez, 36th, 37th, Josh Bulicki, Jesse Love, the only driver out. He will get credit this afternoon for 38th and last place, and all the other cars, the other 37, are all on the lead lap.
That leaderboard update brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. The field is actually about to come to the choose. They've been given the signal for one to go. The lights are out on the Toyota GR Super Pace car, and it looks like Connor Zilich might choose the right-hand lane, which puts him on the outside going into turn number one.
That's right, but it sets him up for turn two. So this track, when they started the race, the leader got to choose, Shane did, but the rest of the field, odd numbers on the right, better qualifying of each row, even on the left, and that's how it should lay out, I think, here. One thing I do want to note, guys, I said Sam Mayer would get to choose from the top five from the fifth row if he kept the lead. Not only did I jinx him, and I knew I shouldn't have said that, and he lost two spots, but 12 cars back to Ryan Ellis in the 71 car stayed out short of the stage with the 16 car in 11th on the choose, 10-lap older tires in the guys that also shorted. He pitted on lap 7. The rest of the cars that shorted between lap 16 to 17, 18 for our leaders, are guys that pitted under the caution lap 22.
So we basically flip-flopped the start of this race between Zilich and SVG, correct?
That's exactly what's happened. Rob Albright, they're going to hit the Echo Park restart zone after they come in front of you.
The Toyota GR Supra Pace car, lights are off. He'll pull to the safety of the infield. It'll be Shane Van Gisbergen. He'll be on the inside entering turn number 12, which will put him on the outside of turn number 1 alongside Zilich. Behind them, Austin Hill and William Sawalich.
They hit the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Green flag is back out. Andy Ashbeck, the NASCAR starter, waving it. And up the hill they go, door-to-door, SVG and Connor Zilich.
Zilich with a little bit of an edge now as he works his car back over to the right. SVG right there, side-by-side, door-to-door, almost making contact now. Zilich will pull ahead by a car length. Here comes SVG back as they crest the hill.
Boy, got awful tight at the top of the hill as Shane Van Gisbergen has that car all the way to driver's left. It is Connor Zilich who has the inside entering turn number four. Shane Van Gisbergen hanging right on that left rear quarter panel. Now he'll swap sides, move to the inside. Might have caught Connor Zilich sleeping. Took a look to the inside. Didn't have the forward bite up off the corner. Looks like Connor Zilich will lead the pack to the S's.
Again, as they swish left, right, back to the left, down to the S's, Zilich continues to hold off SVG as they head down to 9 and head for turn 10.
Nobody on a road circuit in the NASCAR series either at either of the top couple of levels is smarter on choosing a lane to make a pass. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen. He tries to go to the bottom, but Connor Zilich will have nothing to do with it. Now SVG moves him up. He gets to the inside. They're door-to-door off turn number 11. That's the way they'll remain off 12. Advantage now to Zilich.
Coming back to the start-finish line, Connor Zilich half a car length in front of Shane Van Gisbergen. A battle for third. William Sawalish now gets around Austin Hill.
That was a good move with Sawalish now. He'll have the inside track in that third position as they watch the leaders right in front of him. Half a car length separate first and second. Here's Zilich back over to 3A. Single file battle there between Justin Allgaier and the 21 of Austin Hill over the top.
Yeah, they were glued together through turns two and three. Looks like Austin Hill's going to have the advantage. He'll wrestle that fourth spot away from Justin Allgaier. Back up front, though, Shane Van Gisbergen is on the attack. Connor Zilich moves to driver's right. He'll protect the inside line. He'll hold that top spot, so it'll be Zilich followed by SVG and William Sawalich, the top three to the S's.
Van Gisbergen continues to challenge race leader and teammate Connor Zilich as they head through the S's. Now they go down the slope into turn number 9, right on his back bumper as they head to 10.
Well, let's see what happens now as they'll work their way through that right-hander 60 degrees, keep it inside the racetrack, and on the rumble strips, it's SVG trying to deep fake his race-leading compatriot. That is Zilich. Zilich half car length advantage. Once again, SVG way down on the rumble strip. He'll drop dead even entering turn 12.
We'll complete lap number 6 in stage number 2. 19 to go in this stage. Zilich along with SVG pulling away from third place, William Sawalich.
Two really sharp road aces working in turn number 2. Now once again, Zilich is there, but SVG will not let him go. Right on his bumper, they pulled away about 10 car lengths from the 18 car, that, of course, the winner yesterday, Sawalich.
Now, I'm not sure I've ever seen two cars as evenly matched as Connor Zilich and Shane Van Gisbergen in the early portions of this race. Doesn't matter who's out front. The driver in second is usually able to hang right on the back bumper. That's the case again this time into turn number 7. Advantage is still to Connor Zilich as SVG right in the tire tracks gets a nice run up off of the corner right on the back bumper through the S's.
So those two cars tightly packed. Now Sawalich in the third spot might be making up a little bit of ground as they work their way down the hill to turn number 10. Austin Hill holds on to the fourth spot over Justin Allgaier.
Not only is the front-running pair pretty much equal in terms of the driver categories, they are in identically prepared Junior Motorsports Chevrolets. Once again, Connor Zilich begins to roll out of the throttle a little earlier than SVG. That enables Shane to close to his back bumper in the middle of turn number 11. Now, nose to tail, they'll dice off of turn 12.
It'll be 18 laps to go this time by here in stage number 2. Shane Van Gisbergen starts to look a little low, still a half a car length off the back bumper of Connor Zilich.
And these two, as they work through turn number 2, are beginning to pull away from Zilich. Zilich is really got to work hard if he wants, Sawalich has got to work hard if he wants to hold on to that third spot. Meanwhile, Justin Allgaier dogging the 21 as they head over the hill. Right behind them, Nick Sanchez doing a good job in the 48.
Yeah, Nick Sanchez trying to keep pace with Justin Allgaier just outside of the top 5 as he holds down that 6th position. Behind Sanchez runs Riley Herbst in the 7th position. He is engaged in a tremendous battle right now as Josh Williams hangs about a car length behind. Up front, though, can't take our eyes off the leaders. They're still glued together. Zilich by a car length over Van Gisbergen.
Here they come down the S's again. Shane Van Gisbergen putting the heat on Connor Zilich. They drop down the slope. Van Gisbergen now looks to the outside in turn number 9. He'll try and cross over as they hit turn 10.
You add the ages of the second and third place drivers, it's the same as the race leader, Shane Van Gisbergen at 36. Here comes SVG. He'll dive deep into turn number 1. Down to first gear. He's dead even with Zilich, but he's got the preferred line on the bottom of the racetrack on exit. He'll squeeze Zilich up, but Zilich will not have any of it. They're still door-to-door.
As they come down to the stripe, who's going to lead this lap? Zilich by inches. Again, SVG stays to the outside, which gives him inside in turn number 2.
Side by side. It's like a short track corner here. Let's see who can get the advantage. SVG stays out by half a car length now. And Swalich is right there as well. He has caught this front two. Nick, the harder they race up front, the more opportunity they give the 18 car.
Yeah, just phenomenal road racing here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series as it is Shane Van Gisbergen who has wrestled the lead away from Connor Zilich. He's got a car length and a half advantage as they get hard on the brakes into the right-hander of turn number 7. And as Pat alluded to, here comes William Swalich, the winner of the ARCA race yesterday in thrilling fashion, keeping pace with those leaders to the S's.
Swalich has cut the gap down to under 1 second as he tries to now reel in Connor Zilich to have his shot at SVG. Down through 9, heading for the right-hander in 10.
Heralded teenager, William Swalich has really struggled in his start with Joe Gibbs Racing, but things are starting to come his way. Running a solid third, 4 car lengths ahead of Hill, and about 3 car lengths behind second place, Connor Zilich. They work their way off turn number 11 now. They'll hustle to turn number 12, bending left about 30 degrees and headed to the start-finish line.
It'll be 16 laps to go in stage number 2. Shane Van Gisbergen leads Connor Zilich, William Swalich, Austin Hill, and Justin Allgaier.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-859-0047. 800-859-0047. That's 800-859-0047.
Ryan Ellis just spun on the track. He was able to get it pointed in the right direction and back underway. We have 16 laps to go here in stage number 2 of the Pit Boss Food Max 250 at Sonoma Raceway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We're back at Sonoma Raceway, stage number 2 of the Pit Boss Food Max 250. Shane Van Gisbergen with a half-second lead over Connor Zilich. 2.5 back to William Swalich. 3.6 back is Austin Hill. And Nick Sanchez hanging tough in fifth, 5.5 seconds back.
Ross, a lot of times we see a driver blow a corner. Before Shane Van Gisbergen was actually able to pass Connor Zilich for the lead, he went off course a little bit in turn number two, lost a little bit of a gap. How long does it take you to recover? If you miss one corner, do you need two, three more before you can recover, or can you be right back at it on this tight course?
For me, sometimes I need a week. For Shane, I feel like he's faster sometimes. My goodness. For me, if you're asking me, the driver of the number one car tomorrow, I'm going to hope to reset. It's going to be a game time decision of how dirty are my tires. Do I think they're clean on the straightaway to enter the next corner? Maybe give it a little poke on the wheel to see if I have the same grip I had before I went off. But you should be able to recover here. The dirt out here in Sonoma is so dry this time of year, not a lot of rain. You come here several months earlier than we are right now. These hillsides, which are beautiful, would be green with grass growing. And I've been out here for a test and had goats mowing the hill. They were eating the grass. Now there's no green, really. So pretty fine sand, dirt that comes off the tires pretty quick.
Watching a battle for 10th, Sheldon Creed has it, Sammy Smith, Harrison Burton, Carson Quapple, rather, followed by Sam Mayer. Pat Patterson, that group all tight together in turn two.
Yeah, they almost got three wide there for a second as they worked their way through two. Harrison Burton has right now got Sammy Smith kind of in a spot, but Smith has got a faster car. That's where you find Sam Mayer, too. Remember him? He's the one that won that stage a minute ago. They're headed your way, Nick.
Yeah, Sam Mayer is trying to pick through an absolute mess in front of him as he sees Carson Quapple maybe lean on Harrison Burton a little bit at the exit of turn number four. Sam Mayer's going to say, boys, I'll go to the wide inside, make it three wide, and try to get around both of them. He'll throw a hip check to Carson Quapple. Looks like Sam Mayer two for one down here in turn seven.
He is in front of Quapple as they make their way through the S's. Quapple would certainly like to get back there to try to maybe muscle his way back in front of Sam Mayer. They're down the hill through nine, heading for 10.
That's positions 11 and 12 up for grabs at the moment. It is Sammy Smith in 11th. It is Sam Mayer 12th after winning the stage. 13th is Quapple. Harrison Burton has lost a couple of spots over the last couple of laps, and Blaine Perkins, who qualified well, now begins to work his way into a contending position to try to get solidly into the top 15.
And this battle in the back half of the top 10, right in front of that, Brandon Jones chasing down Josh Williams, who's running at 8th right now, Pat.
Yeah, Brandon's been having a good afternoon, likes his car here this afternoon, working on the very bumper off of turn number 2 as he gets right behind Josh Williams. They work their way through 3A. Also right there is Sheldon Creed. A little bit further back to Sammy Smith, Sam Mayer in that battle that we were referring to.
Yeah, Brandon Jones has looked plenty racy early here at Sonoma in that Toyota. All over Josh Williams, who ran a little wide at the exit of turn number 4. That's going to open up the inside. Brandon Jones is going to take advantage of that. He'll drive to driver's right, gets around Josh Williams. He'll pick him off and make that pass down here in turn number 7 as the driver of that Menards Toyota hammers his way through the S's.
Downhill, left, right as we sweep through the S's. Josh Williams will stay connected to the back bumper of Brandon Jones. They go down a little bit, shoot, before they head down to the left-hander of turn 9 and into 10.
Not a lot of talk about Josh Williams racing for the race team that he does. He's one of a three-car team there at Colic Racing. He'll work his way now down toward turn number 12 or 11, about two car lengths back of Brandon Jones. But if you look in his rearview mirror, he's seeing a guy close in rather rapidly behind him, and that is the machine of Sheldon Creed.
As we saw in stage number 1, SVG and Connor Zilich eventually wear everybody down, Pat, and now they've begun to put a lot of distance between themselves, William Sawalich and Austin Hill.
Yeah, they really have as they head towards turn number 4. The battle between Brandon Jones and Josh Williams continues to rage. Leaders in turn 7.
Yeah, I mean, the front two are still separated by two or three car lengths. That's the way it's been nearly the entire race, but it is the gap from Connor Zilich in second back to William Sawalich that has ballooned over the last 5 or 6 minutes. It's up to about 20 car lengths as the leaders are already into the S's.
As they work their way down to the S's once again, when they come back by the line, only 10 laps left in stage number 2, the top two in turn 10.
And once again, as was the case just before they made their pit stops near the end of stage 1, have pulled away quite smartly from the third place car of William Sawalich, who continues to impress here this afternoon. A car length of separation between race leader Shane Van Gisbergen, who is still being pursued. He can't afford a mistake because right there is Connor Zilich.
Stage number two will end at lap 45. This race ends at lap number 79. We're hearing from Pit Road. We might not see some cars short pitting the stage just based on Sunoco fuel mileage and different things they're looking at. But Shane Van Gisbergen did pull away a little bit from Connor Zilich, but Connor Zilich definitely keeping him pretty honest out there on the racetrack. And Nick Yeoman, it looks like Zilich just is wanting to remind Van Gisbergen, hey, I'm still here.
He's just hanging right there in the tire tracks. As they get hard on the brakes for turn number four, it's about a car length difference as Shane Van Gisbergen swings a little wider at corner exit compared to Connor Zilich. Zilich pulls right up on the back bumper into turn number seven. SVG gets a good drive up off the corner, bends it to the left as he sets up for the S's. But you're right, Brad Mark, Connor Zilich doing a great job hanging with that road racing ace.
Yeah, they'll head down the S's. It's about a car length and a half that Shane Van Gisbergen has over Connor Zilich as they head to 10.
Now, these two drivers have a teammate up in the booth with you, and I'd be curious to know what his thought is. In my opinion, they're running about 9/10, both of them, and still pulling away. What do you say, Ross Chastain?
I think Shane is. From my experience, Shane is not pushing his car to what it could. I think Connor is. I think Connor's trying to get there. And if he can make a move to get by Shane, he will then have the clean air. His brakes will cool more. Everything in his car would be better. He'd have Shane in the hot air off of his car and dirty air. And Shane doesn't want that to happen, but Connor seems to be pushing right now consistently just a little bit, 10th or two, as he has a run down to four.
Battle for the lead. Here comes Zilich to the outside. He'll take it away from SVG. Almost looked like Ross Chastain. Shane may have just moved over and gave him an opportunity. He locks right onto his bumper, Nick, as he heads to you.
Yeah, so now the roles reverse. We'll see if Shane Van Gisbergen can get back up on the wheel and try to retake the race lead. Connor Zilich's advantage is about a car length and a half as they both climb on the binders and tuck that steering wheel to the right through turn number seven. But how about this youngster, Connor Zilich, back out front here at Sonoma through the S's.
Again, they have pulled away from third place William Sawalich. Sawalich has pulled away from fourth place Austin Hill. Here are the leaders again heading for turn number 10.
38 people came to the party here this afternoon, but only two of them are drinking all of the champagne so far. A long way till we get to the end of wine country racing here this afternoon. It is now Connor Zilich entering turn number 11 all the way down to first gear, about three car lengths ahead of Shane Van Gisbergen, and he stretches his advantage now as they get to turn 12.
For Connor Zilich, a stage win means a playoffs point. For Shane Van Gisbergen, saving his car could mean a trip to victory lane. Connor Zilich continues to lead Van Gisbergen as we now have eight laps to go here in stage number two.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I named my boat Sure Don't. Get it? The other day when my friend said, "Hey, Larry, you want to head back in? It looks like it might rain." I said, "Sure don't." I guess they didn't get it because they didn't laugh.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it by insuring it with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
One car is out of the race here today. That's Jesse Love, who had a suspension issue early on. Now we have another car on pit road. That's Alex LeMay. Sounds like a track bar mount is broken for him. Seven laps to go. Connor Zilich leads Shane Van Gisbergen in stage number two here at Sonoma Raceway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi. Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway and the Pit Boss Food Max 250. We have six to go here in stage number two. Brad Gilley alongside Ross Chastain and Mark Garrow. Connor Zilich leading Shane Van Gisbergen. The difference between Zilich leading Van Gisbergen versus Van Gisbergen being out front, Zilich, Ross, has now stretched it out to 1.2 seconds.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's hard to say. It did look like Shane let him go. But not able to stay as close as we thought. The last lap, he was about a tenth of a second faster. Shane was over Connor. But still, plenty in the race, more than around seven seconds for Shane ahead of William Swalich in third, who, after the season he's had, guys, has to be smiling, putting together a really solid day today in that 18 car.
Yeah, he would just absolutely first love to finish the way the DNFs have been piling up, and certainly a top five or a top ten would be great.
Well, and like we talked about towards the end of stage one with Alex LeBay, Anthony Alfredo running so well but have to take care of their car, that Bobby Dotter-led team for SS Greenlight. You said Doug Richards over there hanging out around a little bit, helping those guys, but a track bar mount or something in the rear end broke. That's a product of a great racer making a lot of speed out of the car, and you never know what broke first. There's going to be lots of things in the back of the mechanics that broke. Once it happens, once something breaks, it usually breaks more on its way to the garage, and unfortunately the 07 car out of the race.
Go ahead.
I say, we always talked about tire management here. Is this a track where the tires drop off more linear, or is there potentially a crossover point? And could that be something that Van Gisbergen hit and realized it and thought, there's no point in me fighting Connor Zilich?
Hard to say, Brad. This is year two of the repave here at Sonoma Raceway. Last year, we came to the test ahead of the season. That's where I was talking about the green hills and a lot of grip. We took a step down in grip by the time we came back last summer for the race, and we have taken a huge cliff. Like, we cliff dive down to the grip we've got here this weekend, talking to guys in the Cup Series and drivers in the Xfinity Series here today. So I'm not sure. This is the Goodyear Eagle for the Cup car that we've had this year, and it does seem to be slower. It even surprised us. We tried to slow down our expectations, and it's even further than that. So I'm not sure. Like I told you earlier, in practice, I felt like about lap seven is where Shane kind of set himself apart from where I was. So we're trying to make that hopefully further tomorrow in the race.
Now, Sammy Smith has gotten by Sheldon Creed. He's ninth. Creed is tenth. Sam Mayer just passed Josh Williams, so the Stage 1 winner now has moved up to 11.
And it looks like we're starting to see pit road open up a little bit, just watching on the monitor here, seeing drivers do this. Again, we heard from our pit reporters we might not see a lot of drivers short pit this stage, and right now we have four laps to go. At the pace they're setting with Connor Zilich leading, if you're going to pit short, you're going to have to go out there and do it pretty quick, because next time by, it's going to be three to go. After that, it may be too late.
Yeah, and we only saw 12 cars pit at the end of short the end of stage one, which meant the bulk of the field waited to lap 22. So that's what I love about being a driver, guys, is I don't have to decide. And I left my number one hauler to come up here to the booth, and we were talking about some strategy and what I thought. They were asking me lap time fall off and stuff, and I looked at Phil Surgeon when I went out, and I said, make the decision, just tell me what you want to do. So, the crew chiefs make that call as we see Josh Williams leave pit road.
So you're saying that you don't want to play with your calculator inside the car. You just want to drive it.
Well, I will give my feedback of the car's grip and what I think it's on lap 1, lap 5, lap 10. And tomorrow I will update Phil Surgeon and all of Trackhouse and GM. But, no, I'm not saying pit or not pit. They'll ask me my opinion. I'll give it. I have a percentage of the decision is my opinion. And then the rest of the group makes the bulk. I'm definitely the minority in the group.
Let's go now with three laps to go in stage number two to Wendy Venturini.
Austin Hill keeping to their strategy of hitting pit road before the stage break. He said it feels like he's driving on cement blocks. And then as it builds the rubber, as it lays down, it feels like it's ice on the exit of the turns where he starts to slide. So that's what he's fighting in his race car. They took air pressure out of the rears the last time down pit road. Now it's four tires and an air pressure adjustment again. Heather DeBoe.
And Taylor Gray started this race in the 37th position, worked his way into the top 15 and came in for service. He told his team he believes that the race car is driving good, but one thing he mentioned on that last lap is he thinks it might be blowing up. So they're monitoring a possible second engine failure here for the 54 of Taylor Gray. Brett McMillan.
Corey Day has come in. He said the car was a little bit loose. They're going to give an air pressure adjustment. They're around to the left side of the car now, packing it full of Sunoco fuel, finishing up on the left side. A little bit of slowness on the left rear as he pulls back out.
So Harrison Burton has pitted, so has Austin Green. Let's go to Heather DeBoe.
And Connor Zilich in right now. It's the team reminding him the same things to try to save that equipment on the 88, but no major adjustments here for him. Brett McMillan.
SVG has given up the lead. They're actually running in second. Is coming down pit road right now. He's going to go ahead and short pit it, get himself back up in the front or in second place. He comes to a stop in his pit stall. Car was just a little bit loose. They're around to the right side. They're finishing up on the right side. Drop that jack, come around to the left side. And they have started to change the tires there, filling it up with Sunoco fuel. Left side tires going on. It's a crew that's won with a bunch of different drivers this year. 16.1 seconds on the spot.
And that crew, Ross Chastain, is a pretty familiar one to you when it comes to the people pitting Shane Van Gisbergen's car.
That's right. That's my number one group going over the wall, led by Shane Wilson, our jack man, and the rest of the group. So they've knocked the rust off this year of only doing the when the nine car runs, they do it. My spotter, Brandon McReynolds, Eric Holmes in the group, spotting that car no matter who's driving it. So proud of those guys for stepping up and taking on that role. And then also the nine car pitting in pit stall one. By qualifying on the pole today, I will also get to start or pick the first pit stall next week at Dover.
Sam Mayer has made a pit stop. Now all this has made Brandon Jones the leader. Justin Allgaier chasing him. When they come back to the line, Rob Albright, only one lap left in stage number two.
Just about three car lengths of separation between Brandon Jones, Justin Allgaier. Allgaier went deeper into turn 11 than did Brandon. Brandon will still have the advantage. Coming off of turn number 11, a little bit of slide on the part of Allgaier.
Brandon Jones looking to get an extra playoffs point here today. He's got about six car lengths over Justin Allgaier as they head back up the hill.
Up the hill he comes in that very brightly painted machine. He works his way over to the right, now back to the left into turn number 3A, driver's right. He'll come back around. Allgaier is a good 8-10 car lengths behind them. Those two drivers hit over the top of the hill.
Yeah, they were a lot tighter this past lap down here in turn number 7. Justin Allgaier made a bit of a mistake and ran super wide. That opened the door for Brandon Jones, the winner at Darlington from a year ago, to possibly pick up a stage win. Allgaier is going to stick with it. He's about four car lengths behind Brandon Jones as they both get on the brakes into turn number 7. But it is Brandon Jones and that Menards Toyota, nice and smooth through the S's, looking for a stage win here at Sonoma.
No pressure for Brandon Jones as they continue on down the hill. They've got that last little drop into turn number 9. He'll make a nice smooth left-hander and head to 10.
Both already locked into the playoffs. This is the battle for a playoff point. Looks like it well may go to Brandon Jones. He stretches his advantage over second running Justin Allgaier to about seven car lengths down through the gearbox, down to first gear, about 30 miles an hour through the center of turn number 11. Now accelerating up off the corner and headed to 12.
So Brandon Jones safely through turn 12. He now gets the green and white checkered flag. Brandon Jones will win stage number 2 here at Sonoma Raceway in the Pit Boss Food Max 250. It is his third stage win in 2025. Justin Allgaier will finish second. Third, Sammy Smith. Fourth, Sheldon Creed. Fifth is going to be Carson Quapple. Blaine Perkins will finish sixth. Connor Zilich, seventh. Eighth, Jeb Burton. Will Rogers, ninth. Tenth, Ryan Sieg. And that's our top 10 here at Sonoma.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I am Penn Holderness.
And we're here to remind you to get your cancer screenings.
Now, we don't have cancer, but we do want to keep it that way.
And while you don't have to race to the doctor.
Oh, but I like races, honey, especially when they're amazing races.
I see what you did there. But you do need to make time for routine screenings. I schedule my annual mammogram and gyno appointments every year around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
Well, that sounds like fun. Can I get in on that? I mean, I like lunch.
Well, you have a colon and you're over 45 and you have lungs.
Yeah.
And didn't you smoke in college?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so seriously, Penn, if there is something, early detection can make all the difference.
Okay, I'll get screened.
This C word can be scary, but routine screenings for breast, cervical, colorectal, lung, and prostate cancers can detect cancer early, even before symptoms appear.
Please visit PreventCancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Because early detection equals better outcomes.
Sam Mayer wins stage one. Brandon Jones, stage two here at Sonoma Raceway. Hey, race fans, head over to EchoPark.com/Speedway and enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway right now to drive off a winner. From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway and the Pit Boss Food Max 250. Pit Row is going to be a busy place here at the end of stage number two, which was won by Brandon Jones, followed by Justin Allgaier, Sammy Smith, Sheldon Creed, Carson Quapple, Blaine Perkins, the top six. The next car in line, Connor Zilich. He had actually short-pitted the stage, went out there and made some decent laps. Shane Van Gisbergen, who had been running second behind him, lost a little bit of time on the track, but won't really lose any positions on the restart. Van Gisbergen chose to go much slower than Connor Zilich, save his tires for the final stage of this race, Ross.
Yeah, he did. He let people pass, and it didn't matter. The nine car's not worried about points. The 88 ran just hard enough to hold his spot in seventh, which matters. For a regular season points title, he's close to the guys second through fourth. So, yeah, it's definitely something that Shane gave up four or so seconds to the 88 on that last lap. It's definitely intentional by Shane Van Gisbergen.
All right, before we get to pit stops, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway. Brad Gilley alongside Mark Arrow and Ross Chastain in the turns. Pat Patterson, Rob Albright, and Nick Yeoman covering things on pit road. Heather DeBoe, Wendy Venturini.